Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host Siobhan. Thank you for stopping by our Toxic Podcast. We appreciate you. And if this is your first time stopping by, you're new here, we would love for you to get comfortable and stay a while. Listen, we're friendly here. We don't bite, I promise. And if we do, okay, we don't bite. To our sals, listen, what's up? I missed y'all last week, but we in this thing this week, right? Hopefully you all enjoyed our Monday off. I slept in, made some orders, so it was pretty productive. I ain't got no complaints. this week's Such a Lady of the Week is Saquana Parker. And I was thinking we could do something different. Like, it ain't gonna take no extra long time, but I was thinking we could do like a business shout out. I know we talked about it before, but we never kind of got to it. But I don't think it's fair that the shout out, our Such Lady of the Week, has to have a business, because that might not be what she want to do. You know what I mean? She might not want that responsibility. But then also, if there is a business out there, listen, we want to support. So, you know, Saquana, thank you for being our Such a Lady of the Week. Our Such a Lady business shout out is the Texas Wedding Photographer. Listen, y'all, she's dope. And she's the sweetest thing ever. Absolutely, she is. I'm going to post a picture and then tag her link. Even, listen, she travels, so say less. And just look at her pictures. I'm all about the way stuff look. I don't know. Listen, I'm bougie on a budget. I think that's what it is. I like the aesthetic of the way things look. So I'm on her page and I'm like, dang, when am I getting married? Not because I am trying to be wifed up. I just want to get dressed up and take some pictures in a pretty dress and let Courtney be my third wheel. So if y'all are looking for a photographer, you know who to go to. All right. So let's keep it pushing. let's get to this week's toxic love story gone wrong. If y'all do mind about the shout out of the week or the switch up or anything, you know, definitely let me know and I'll put that on my worry list and then we'll go from there. I don't know what I'm going to be able to get to it, but definitely going to put it on there if you have an issue and I'll get to it. but yeah, let's get into this toxic love story going wrong, because y'all, listen, this one was crazy. Imagine going to school, graduating, staying out the way. And then, you know, deciding, like, I'm ready to move out. I'm ready to fly my wings. So you tell, you know, your mom, your dad that, look, I'm 20 now. I'm ready to go be great on purpose, live my best life. And what are y'all thinking about that? That was Heather Elva's story. Heather was the oldest of her siblings, but her parents said she was very responsible. So when she told her father that she wanted to move out and get her own place, he trusted that, you know, she was going to be okay. You know your kids, like, if you know they not going to be able to make it, look, just sit here for a little while and marinate till, you know, you get your life together. But apparently Heather's dad was like, hey, you got this. Go, spread your wings, fly. So Heather moves to Myrtle Beach, and while she's grown, she ain't grown. You know what I mean? It's like the in-between stage. Y'all know that the in-between stage where you hope you have it, but you know if you need it, you can always call mom and daddy. Y'all know that stuff? Yeah, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, although Heather was living on her own, her dad was still paying for things. And that's okay. You know, I think that it's okay to teach your kids about the, you know, the truth of a dollar, but not to the point where they're stressing out about it if they don't have to be. That's just my opinion. Don't nobody pay me for it, but I like to give it out. I don't know if I like to. It just happens to come out very often. I don't know. I tell Ty all the time, if you ain't got it, say something. I tell her all the time. She will like be like, Mama, I don't really want, you know. Tariana, listen, I'd rather you tell me than for you to be out here stressing, trying to figure stuff out when you have a support system there for you. Mm-hmm. It's some folks who don't have the opportunity to ask for help. So why not ask for it if you have it? You know what I mean? But then I say all that, but then she's her mama's child, because I really have had to start. God has had to work with me on asking for help, because it's not because I don't want to. It's just that, you know, and I'm not saying everybody, but you know, sometimes people, you ask them for something and they didn't ask you for everything. I'm talking about everything down to your socks and drawers. And then when you ask them for, you know, the smallest thing, it's like, either they do it and throw it up in your face, or they can't never do it. It's like, dang, I can't never come to you for nothing. But I realized that was a me issue. You know what I mean? I'm working on it. Okay, I'm working on it. So let's get back into the story. So Heather is working at a place called the Tilted Kilt, which is a Great Value Hooters. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's actually a place that's kind of like Hooters, but the women wear kilts. Okay. You know, but the men ain't coming there for the food and for the kilts. They come in there for the women, and that, you know, that's what they're there for. So imagine she got on a skirt, a kilt. Okay. So y'all excited. So while at work, 20-year-old Heather sees Sydney Moore, and he's a round the way maintenance man that comes in as needed to make repairs to, you know, the kilt. But Heather thinks that he's hot, and she is not quiet about it. Listen, in my day and age, we had MySpace, and the internet was slow as molasses, okay? So by the time I was able to even post that I was feeling somebody or I liked them, 3 to 5 business days were over, and so I didn't like them anymore. So I kept it to myself. You know what I mean? You get to meet somebody and things are great. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, dang, you know, you get excited in the new stage, and then after that, you are hoping things will remain the same. But then, you know, you be like, oh, another one bites the dust. Like, you know, where did he go? Everything was so great in the beginning. But back in the day, we didn't have access to social media like we do today, at the tip of our fingers. Today, you really don't need a therapist or quiet time, because social media has all kind of experienced folks who ain't never been through nothing but know everything. Y'all know them people ain't never been through nothing but know everything, or you have been through it, but put up with it and are miserable because you put up with it, but then you want to be happy through somebody else by telling them what they need to do. Y'all know them. Y'all don't know them people. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. So you you ain't gonna take your own advice, but you want me to take it. All right. Go love yourself. All right. And it didn't help that Heather was so vocal on social media, which is fine. But some people watch how you move through the internet because they don't have access to you. Don't let that go over your head. All right. So Heather is tweeting about her crush and being 20 years old. You know, who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me? She on here saying this, just this guy that, you know, that's coming in, and she like him, and he fine and he's sexy. And so she reaches out to Sydney, who is 17 years older than Heather. You know, sugar daddy, what is we doing here, Heather? You know, but she liked him. She was attracted to him. It was something about his swag that she was feeling, and Heather wasn't shy, and she was a very, very, very beautiful girl. So the fact that she knew she was beautiful, and then she loved to do makeup. So listen, homegirl's face was beat to the nines. Okay. And she was into fashion. So she was not doubting herself. She was like, okay, I'm the one and the two. So I'm gonna holler at you, and then you gonna holler back, because I know I gotta like that. That's how she was. She was 20. At 20, she was feeling herself. And Sid was feeling her too, because he was like, all right, listen, I'm with it. And so they start this sexual relationship. And I'm talking about sexual. This grown man is coming up to the Tilted Kilt, bringing, you know, Heather bagels and coffee, you know, and Heather's thinking, okay, this man got his stuff together. Yeah, this is the one. And I'm sure Heather was, you know, writing her name with Sia's last name, because, you know, that's how we do. With, you know, we think we done found a one. We writing his life. We didn't change our name. You know, we only done known him for 6 hours, but now my last name is his last name, and I'm trying to figure out what our kids is looking like, and our grandkids, and where we gonna live when we retire, and I don't even know his middle name. But that's just, you know, I'm thinking that's where Heather was at. I'm just thinking. So although the relationship started off very, very sexual, because listen, they was having sex everywhere, like in the Tilted Kilt, behind the Tilted Kilt, in the car in the parking lot of the Tilted Kilt, in the street across from the Tilted Kilt, wherever the Tilted Kilt was at, they was having sex somewhere nearby. Like they was getting it in, okay? They was tilting on the gilting. Heather was only 20, but she was of legal age. So as long as they both consented, that was their business. Like, you know, although we talking about it, like y'all up in here screwing everywhere. But that was their business, because they was both grown. I think at 37, what could you possibly have in common with a 20-year-old? But there are some mature 20-year-olds. So I don't know. And there are some relationships that are, you know, where the man is older and the woman is younger, and they work out perfectly fine. So I don't know. I guess I'm thinking, like, you just fresh got out of college. And, you know, I didn't experience life. So, you know, you trying to party, and I'm trying to figure out how I can wake up the next morning when I did go party. So we are not the same. All right. So what do I know, though? You know, what do I know? But since y'all asked, what I found out is, listen, Sid was married and had been for over 15 years. Okay. And he had 3 kids with his mama. His wife. Sid's wife was older than him. So, okay, so we finna do the math. So Sid's wife is, I think, 15 years older than him. And then he is 17 years older than Heather. Like, like, it's given, why are y'all at the playground? I'm just saying, like, what is going on here? So Heather didn't met this man, and she thinking he the one, and they all lovey-dovey, and they having sex and all this stuff, and everything's great, but this man is married. And what surprised me is that it seemed like Tammy, see his wife, she wore the pants in the family. Their relationship was kind of like she told him what to do and he did it. That's just what it was. It take a lot to make me not talk, but I guess I'm kind of thinking, okay, so you were the pants in the family. Y'all got 3 kids together, and then you got the nerve to cheat. Like, I guess I'm thinking I wouldn't want to risk it. But Sid didn't think fat meat was greasy. Heather, on the other hand, again, like we were saying, she feeling herself. She's young. She's 20. So she's thinking, like, if Tammy was doing what Tammy needed to do at home, her man wouldn't keep coming back over here. You know, she thinking that that's what's going on. So Heather was okay with knowingly sleeping / having a relationship with a married man. Until one day, listen, Heather gets a call at work from Tammy telling her that she knows that she's messing with her husband, and she uses a few choice words, and she's like, it needs to stop. So Heather's worried, but not enough to leave Sid alone. But she is like, okay, I was having fun, but it's not that serious. Heather eventually finds out that Tammy wasn't the one who called up to the Tilted and said that. It was some of her coworkers who thought that she was wrong. Like, girl, first of all, you know this man is married. Stop playing. You know better. Like, and even if you don't, could you act like it? please, just a little bit on the side with cherries on top. That's what they were like. But then they were like, you know, they over here like, how we gonna make it stop? So they decide they finna call up there and pretend like they tipped me. And they did. And so it didn't make the relationship stop. But once Heather found out, you know, that it wasn't them, they went back to their regular scheduled programming. They was, you know, having sex like rabbits. That is until Tammy really finds out. And when she does, she gets Heather on the horn. And she lets her have it for real. And it wasn't enough. Listen, see it? The love of Heather's life hops on the line. Okay, so Heather is on the phone, and this time she really talking to Tammy, and Tammy's giving it to her raw and uncut. She going at her, and then to add insult to injury, her boo hop on the line and is like, "Listen, you knew what it was. You were easy lay. You didn't really mean nothing to me. Like, I was never gonna leave what I had at home, and I don't know why you thought I was, but because you did, let me clear things up for you. I'm not gonna leave. I'm gonna stay here with my wife, and you can go take a long walk on a short bridge." Like, that's basically what he said to her. And it's one thing for the wife to talk crap because she's hurt, of course, you know what I mean, but not see it. Not my man, not see it. Like, where is this coming from, bae? Like, I know Heather was like, "Bae, what is life? What? Stop playing with me." Heather's hurt. But once Sid tells her what it is, she has no choice but to call the truth. Like, "All right, you know, it was a nice ride. We did what we did. You get what you get. You don't throw a fit. Or you don't get..." All right, so at this point, Heather's done, and so is Sid. But Tammy can't let it go. Tammy can't. She can't. She like, "Listen, I can't. I'm trying, but I can't. I can't let it go." She's hurt, and she's misplacing her anger. Heather didn't make vows with Tammy, and she didn't. She made vows with old Sid. Sid said that he was gonna love her through thick and thin, and he was gonna be committed to her. So she needed to be giving all that energy to him, but she wasn't. She was. Don't worry, she was. Tammy was dishing it out to everybody. She was. She, after she found out that Sid was cheating, she changed his phone number. Then she put a password on it that only she knew, okay? That wasn't enough, y'all. It didn't end there. Tammy made Sid get her name tattooed above his private parts. So if he did go back to Heather or anybody else, because Heather wasn't the only person that Tammy had caught him cheating with. He had gotten caught before. And apparently they had gotten through that issue. But now here he was again with his hand caught in a cookie jar. So if he did decide he was going to go back to Heather or anybody else, they would know where he was supposed to be because Tammy was, you know, tatted right above his private parts. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But so then she decides that's not enough. Changing your phone number ain't enough. Making sure that I'm the only person that can use your phone because it's password protected and only I know the password is not enough. Then we're going to get my name tattooed above your private parts, but to make sure you not going nowhere. Tammy was legit handcuffing this man to the bed. Y'all listen, I had been doing the research on this story before I had even posted on, you know, Such a Lady 30 and Such a Lady, that about the dungeon guy, and who I was like, "Listen, you're not finna have me handcuffed up somewhere." And then I'm doing the research. Listen, everything worked out how it's supposed to be. But for real, you're not finna be handcuffing me to the bed. I'm a grown man. What the hell I look like? See it handcuffed to the bed because, and I guess I don't know what she say. Like, "It's time." Like, you know what I mean? How they know? Like, she be like, "It's time." Time for what? Time to get locked up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it, do y'all got an alarm? Do the alarm go off? Like, is it like as soon as you lay down, when she go to sleep, if you not sleepy, do she got to handcuff you? So I got so many questions. Like, listen, if I got to do all that, listen, I'll drop brother off at your house, because the way my anxiety is set up, yeah, you're going to have to get somebody else to do it. But you are. But Tammy was 15 years older, and she was 15 years in and 3 kids invested, and she was in it for better or worse. Tammy had more access to Sid than Sid had access to Sid. Do y'all hear me? But she still continued to message and harass Heather, to which Heather replies one day like, look, lady, you don't have to worry about me anymore. I'm not in the picture. Like, I'm done. Like that's over. You said to leave him alone, and I did. He ain't messing with me, and I ain't messing with him. Until she wasn't. Apparently, Sid couldn't stay away and reached out to Heather to get that old thing back, and Heather spent the block. I'm just saying, I really love that for her. I really love that for her. I really do. I'm being sarcastic, because why? Okay, and I don't mean it like judgmental why. I mean like why? Because his wife was crazy. Like, they forget him. Your wife's crazy. So I don't care how much I love you. That one over there, yeah, mm-mm. She ain't wrapped too tight, and I don't trust it, so I don't trust you, so I can't even be in it. But I'm sure Sid was saying sweet nothings and got her to fall back into his trap, and he was gonna, you know, leave his wife, and, you know, Heather believed him until Sid says, listen, I'm moving, and I'm gonna work on my marriage, and I can't mess with you no more. Again, like, dude, leave me the hell alone. Like, you just said that last week. Why did you come mess with me? You know what I can't stand is a man who bother you when you at peace. Like, if you don't go somewhere and sat down, like, I'm over here living in peace, and you see me out here being great on purpose, and so you gonna come over here to interrupt my peace, knowing good and well that you ain't fisted. Okay, so Heather said enough is enough. I'm done, and that you can't come back again. You can't. I'm done. Go be with her. She applied and got hired at a salon, and she was excited about it because she wanted to leave the Tilted Kilt alone because it had so many memories. Tammy was calling up to this girl's job every day. She was telling them that, hey, listen, if y'all don't fire Heather, my husband ain't gonna come do jobs for y'all. And they was like, listen, lady, first of all, he ain't the only person out here, and he ain't got it like that. So stop making him think he got it like that, please. Can we stop? But she was calling, and she was threatening, she was harassing, like, you name it, she was doing it, because she was that angry at Heather. And I also think it stemmed from the fact that Heather was beautiful. You know what I mean? So here you have this older wife, and she's had these 3 kids, and then you got this husband who's cheating with this girl who work at this Great Value Hooters, and it's giving jealous. That's what it's giving. And I'm not gonna lie, I would be too. Like, dude, why? But to me, it's gonna mess with my mental. So you gotta go. But Tammy was like, no, I'm gonna keep him, because he ain't going nowhere. I didn't invest it in this one. Okay, that one is mine. But I'm gonna make Heather's life a living hell. So Heather was excited to move on. She was excited to move on. She was excited to find another job that didn't involve Sid. And she starts, you know, saying, look, I'm going to start dating. I'm going to, you know, get out here. I'm going to put my foot in the water. I'm going to see what it's like out here in these dating streets. I wish she would have called me. I would have told her it's ghetto as hell out here in these single streets. It's ghetto as hell. No. No, I'm just like, y'all, I joke, but I do. I love it here. Listen, being single is all about a mindset. It absolutely is. Like, and all about what you, the way you look at it. Like, I don't have any expectations when and if that person comes, they will, but I am enjoying the experience. I am enjoying not having to answer to nobody. I'm just enjoying living life. And it's all about how you think it. If you think being single is miserable, then you're going to be miserable. If you think that it's single is just that, it's just that. It doesn't define you. It doesn't make you better. It doesn't make you worse. It's just you being single. That's it. That's all. And Heather was okay with that. And I love that for her. She was moving on. She was dating. But she was gaining weight. And she was nervous. Because she, although she left Sid alone, homegirl thought she was pregnant. And so she was still dating. This wasn't going to stop her. This was just a bump in the road. It was a comma, it wasn't a period. And a lot of times we get the two confused. A period means stop. A comma means proceed with caution. You know what I mean? Like, just slow down a little bit. And then let's keep it pushing. So she was like, okay, this ain't what I planned, but we can make it work. If that's what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. So she goes out on a date with this guy named Steven. They are having a really good time. And they go out to eat. Then he teaches her how to drive a stick. She sends a picture to her dad. Like, she's really, really excited. They go watch a movie. And Steven drops her off at like 2:00 in the morning at her apartment. So everything is fine, and Heather should be going to bed, right? No. So as soon as Steven drops her off, and it's kind of like, listen, I don't know if men who cheat have spidey senses or what, because it's like as soon as they know you done moved on with somebody else, here they come knocking on the door. Nobody is home. Like, do not come over here. Like, no. It's like, what? Who sent you? But then also, I don't know, maybe Heather really didn't want to go out on a date with Steven, and or she did, and then she told. Like, you know how sometimes women will be like, yeah, I went out on a date with him, you know, to try to get him jealous. You know, maybe that's what the case was. Either, I'm not sure what it was, but either way, Heather's roommate says that she calls her and she's like, hey, I just got a call from Sid and he's telling me that he really wants to be with me. And this time he's for real. He's going to leave his wife. And this is 3:00 in the morning. I'm thinking, okay, so at all the times, of all the places, of all the times that you could have left her, at 3:00 in the morning after I got home is when you decided that that's when you going to leave her after I just got back from a date. Yeah, okay, buddy, whatever. So Heather believes him, and her roommate is like, please don't go meet him. Like, you see this roller coaster ride he putting you on. You see his wife is crazier than a bat out of hell, and I don't understand why you don't see it. But a lot of times when you in the mess, it's hard to see it because you in the mess. So it's good when you have a good support system because they can see what you can't see. You know what I mean? It's very important to watch who you fool with, because when you in the mess, then the people who's on the side of me, I need for the people on the side of me to be looking out for me. If I'm in a mess and you, my enemy, pretending to be my friend, you watching me in the mess, keep getting deeper and deeper in the mess. No, I don't need them people. Call me out on it. Siobhan, what is you doing? Listen, I love you, girl, but this ain't it. This is not it. You get what I'm saying? And that sounds like what Heather's roommate was. Like, she sounded like she was, homegirl was one of them ones. So she was like, please don't go. But Heather was like, listen, this is my boo. The heart wants what the heart wants. And so she goes to meet him, and Heather was never seen again. Never seen again. The police contact her father because they find her car, a Dodge Intrepid, sitting parked, and the police officer finds it idle, and he's like, okay, well, maybe somebody's car broke down, I won't worry about it. But the next day he comes back and that same car's there, and so he runs the plates, and it pulls up Heather's dad, because remember, she grown, but she wasn't grown, because the car was in her daddy's name and the insurance was in her daddy's name. So that's where the police went, and they asked him, hey, are y'all missing a car? And he's like, no, our cars are in the driveway. But they were like, what about a Dodge Intrepid? And so Heather's dad was like, that's my daughter's car, like, she drives it. And the police are like, well, can you come with us, like, because we found the car? And he's like, yeah. So he goes, and he's thinking, okay, well, somebody probably stole the car. But that is until he uses his set of keys to get in the car, and they notice everything is in this car but Heather's phone, Heather's pocketbook. Everything that Heather needs to survive is not in this car. And so then her father starts to worry, and so the police start looking, and the last person she was with was Stephen. But when they start asking her friends, her friends are like, listen, I know Stephen was the last person she was with, but that ain't who you need to be looking at. You need to be looking at Sid and his wife Tammy, because yeah, yeah, they crazy. And so that's what the police do. They go, they start looking at Sid and Tammy, and they find out a lot. They find out that she's been harassing Heather. But of course, Tammy is telling different stories. She's like, no, she's been harassing our family. Like, she won't leave my husband alone. And when I do respond, it's because she's coming after me. But the police are seeing something different. They're seeing that you are really acting a plum fool. Like, you are going head on this woman. And then they find out about how she's abusing Sid. Like, so she just beating everybody up. You know what I mean? Like, she Debo out here in these streets. Like, and they're like, you know, they starting to put the pieces together. And although they weren't ever able to charge Tammy and Sid with the murder of Heather, the circumstantial evidence was able to charge them with kidnapping. And so Tammy also got charged with kidnapping and harassment, and they were like tacking stuff on, like, if we can't get you for murder, we gonna get you for everything else we can. So she ended up getting sentenced to 30 years in prison. Now, Sid was sentenced to 15 years at first for kidnapping, but then he tried to appeal it, and they was like, oh, so this is what you want to do? Say less. So then they tacked on some more charges to him, and he got an additional 15 years. So both of them were charged with 30 years. They were sentenced to 30 years in prison. And for why? Because it sounds like Heather was really willing to walk away. It sounds like she was. I mean, even if she did go back, it was like Sid was the one that was calling her back. But if he were to have left her alone, she would have left him alone. You know what I mean? And I wasn't there, but in my mind, this is how I think it went down. I think that because Tammy was so in control, she couldn't fathom the fact that he had slept with her and this girl might be pregnant. And so the only way to fix the situation was to get rid of, you know, Tammy. So at 3:00 in the morning, he calls her. They agree to meet. And then the two of them end the life of a beautiful girl whose life ended way too soon. So rest in paradise, Heather. We definitely hate that you had to leave so soon. Tammy, hopefully you're learning. You're going to use these next 30 years to learn. I definitely believe that, you know, just because once you're in prison, that don't mean that your life has to end. I believe that God can use you anywhere if you let him. It sucks that the choices she made are what led her there. But hopefully she can learn from her mistakes. And if she does make it out, she doesn't be this way again. Hopefully. Because listen, Tammy, you can catch these hands for real. I'm saying, like, you can. Not, y'all, I'm just kidding. But listen, if you are in a toxic relationship and you're looking for a sign and you've been going back and forth and you're just like, I don't know, this is it. This is your confirmation. This is time for you to go. You don't need to explain yourself. You don't need to ask nobody else. You don't need to pray about it again, because God is saying this is your confirmation. It is time for you to go. You don't have to be loud about leaving. You don't have to, you know, tell the whole world. You don't have to announce it on every platform. Sometimes it's best to move in silence. If you are the toxic person in the relationship and you need to get out, it's okay to leave until you get yourself together. And maybe you only toxic with that person. A lot of people don't realize. I used to date a guy and he used to put his hands on women. He did. I didn't know that. But while we were together, he never put his hands on me. And I'm not saying I was better than her, but the woman who he was with felt like if you didn't love her, you weren't putting your hands on her. And so that's how she rolled. Me on the opposite hand, if you love me, keep your hands to yourself. So it sometimes people aren't meant to be together, because when two people get together, sometimes it can be toxic. Look at the story today. Tammy and Sid, toxic as hell. Don't end up in prison for 30 years. And then your husband is in another prison with your name tattooed on his private parts. And another man is looking at it while they... Okay, just listen. Leave before you get there. I love you guys and thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to be great on purpose. Don't let nobody steal your joy today because they didn't give it to you. If your morning started off bad, that is okay. Don't let a bad moment turn into a bad day. Don't milk it. Give it a minute. Breathe in, breathe out, let it go. Shout if you must, but don't let it have your day, sis. I love you guys. And again, don't forget to be great on purpose. I'll meet you guys here same toxic time, same toxic place next week. And if y'all want to chat, hey, let's meet over at Such a Lady 30 on Instagram or Such a Lady on Facebook. All right. Love you guys. Bye.